What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Sunday. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
I think the same playbook that Jesse Ridgway has run his entire career, provoke, collect on the reaction, play the victim, is probably at play here again. But it's been going on for 20 years without stopping, and it keeps getting worse. In this piece, we're going to be talking about what's actually driving it and whether there's any version of this where it stops. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author with us to help break all of this down. Robin, by the way, back tomorrow, in case you were wondering. I mean, straight up, if Jesse Ridgway is a troll, and I think that was the first thing you said to me once you had a chance to dive into the material was, oh, he's a troll. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, or is this something the troll label doesn't cover?
I think, you know, yeah, we can look at, I mean, sometimes it's like anybody who disagrees with you on the internet, people say, oh, you're a troll, you know, so it can be a gradation of how extreme is the behavior. But I think it fits because he's doing malicious things. There's an aggressive quality. There's no empathy. And he's doing it for reaction. So I think troll, we can probably come up with a few more words to describe it, but I think it's a pretty good summation.
I mean, like I was saying, his stunts do keep getting worse. And that looks, you know, I guess, you know, if you're going to be out there and keep pushing the envelope, everything you get away with ends up becoming your tolerance because, okay. And it's like a drug addict needing a bigger dose. Does attention work that same sort of way in the brain? Can a person build a tolerance to it the same way you can build tolerance to a drug, push people, say more extreme things? They accept it. Money keeps coming in. What do we do next?
I think so. Yeah, I think the money is an incredible reinforcer. The attention is a reinforcer. And so with that, you've got the dopamine system. And that's why addicts go to more and more and more extreme kinds of drugs or more alcohol or whatever their substance is, they develop that addiction to it. And so you can look at this similarly. It's not this pure physiological addiction, but it's an emotional drive that can be dopamine fueled. So that makes sense.
Does it take a certain sort of brain to be doing this sort of thing, or would anyone be susceptible to going down this path if they got that, you know, risk-reward equation worked out the way he seems to have?
I don't think anybody, because the other thing it speaks to me is integrity, that a person with integrity does not become a troll. You know, it just doesn't fit. It wouldn't be rewarding for me. I mean, I can't imagine doing that for money. There are a lot of awful things you can do for money, right? You can deal drugs or you know, whatever. I mean, we can all think of things you can do to get paid. But I think most people with a normal conscience, the integrity kicks in. And it's like, you know, it's not worth it. I wouldn't go there. So that's one of the things that you know, jumped out at me about this and about most trolls is there's just no integrity.
You know, I saw a comment here earlier about, you know, it's basically, you know, it's part of society's fault that they keep clicking on him. And we're going to talk about society in a little bit. But is it? I mean, is it really their fault? I mean, the reason, is it society's fault for not fully understanding Jesse Ridgway? I don't know. I don't know that everybody is capable of seeing Jesse Ridgway for who he is. Sometimes it's, you kind of got to look between the tea leaves on some of this, as obvious as it may seem to some of us. And it's not mm-hmm. saying anybody's stupid or less intelligent. It's just, you know, some people are more trusting. Some people are not, they don't have to critically think about others in this sort of way because life has not dealt them the cards that has forced them to. And I think that's probably a lot of people. It's probably a majority of people, quite honestly. Is that what makes Jesse such low-hanging fruit for so many? Because he is something to be enraged about or to feel something about towards, against, whatever it may be, because it's just such a, it is such a low-hanging fruit. And it's a good escape from our own lives.
Right. It's hard for me. I will say one of the greatest struggles I have is understanding why so many people are entertained by awful things. And whether it's lowbrow, stupid, I mean, I guess he thinks he's funny. I couldn't see anything funny about it. Or when you get into like torture porn movies, you know, I have to confess that I'm not able to wrap my head around a lot of the reality TV. And I mean, it gives me a headache to be exposed to a lot of it. It just feels awful. I'd rather stare at a blank wall and just think than watch a lot of the crap that's out there. But obviously people are entertained by different things and take it seriously. I mean, the people that made those calls to, you know, police or wherever, alarmed that all this stuff was real. It's kind of a different orientation on reality than I can wrap my head around. But yes, it's real. And they're not all stupid people.
No.
I know very intelligent people who like reality TV, you know, a lot of the really dumb stuff. And it is what it is. I don't understand it.
Well, and it's not just subscribers or people clicking on it that are enabling it. But maybe it is to the same point because, I mean, TMZ booked him within 48 hours. The LA Times interviewed him. News outlets ran the story. It's the same eyeballs on different platforms, and those different platforms know how to get the eyeballs because what the eyeballs are getting over there on YouTube are what they're going to desperately try and get some of mm-hmm. over on their own platforms. Mm-hmm. So you have then legitimate news outlets, and you can say what you want about them as being legitimate news outlets that historically have been legitimate somewhat, ran the story for days as fact. Mm-hmm. And look, it still pretty much is out there as fact, as if this is real. They had a child or she was pregnant with it. And I'm calling it a farce. That's my opinion. But people are still running with this as if whatever Jesse Ridgway is throwing out there must be the gospel truth of their situation. It's rage baiting. It gets clicks. Does anybody truly believe it? Mm-hmm. I guess of the gatekeepers of media that are sharing these things out there. I mean, if the entire media ecosystem is rewarding this kind of behavior, does that change? I mean, the clinical posture on this, is Jesse even the sickest person in the room?
Right, right. And he certainly may be the most manipulative, but it does, somebody mentioned the word sick, and I do think that fits sometimes in our society, the kind of things that we focus on, the kind of things that we reward, the kind of supposed entertainment we suggest. Is it helping us? Is it helping us? Or is it reducing our empathy and our ability to be thoughtful people? I was really surprised when I saw this in the New York Times. I was looking at all the places that have covered it because, yeah, you think of particularly LA Times, New York Times as having journalistic integrity. And I was left with the impression that nobody that interviewed him, they just read what a popular podcaster he was. Did they look at any of his material? And I didn't have the sense that they did, because once I looked at the material, it completely transformed my view.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, did any of these reporters even go in and look at it before they wrote the story?
It reminded me almost, I mean, some of the interviews that I had seen or some of the questions or some of the reporting that was, it reminded me of my radio days of when you interview an artist that you have zero interest of the music in. So you know nothing of their story, their history, or their music. And you're just like, so how's the road treating you? or it's just like, oh, I heard something about you got a girlfriend, a boyfriend, what's going on there? And just generic as shit. And then whatever they say ends up being the story. And then the person, the subject of the story ends up controlling the whole damn story because there's no editorial angle to this of calling someone out when this whole story is about fraud.
Yeah.
it's about enraging people. I guess it just really shows us how low the bar has gotten on some of these things. I heard he's going to be the new host of CBS Evening News. Barry's hiring him. New 60-minute correspondent coming soon. It'll be wonderful. I bet I can't wait for that 60 minutes. What does the future look like for someone on this trajectory? I mean, if no one intervenes, the audience never leaves. There seems to be, for some people, no matter how vile and fake they are, they're still, once you get like a certain base of audience, you got your certain base of audience. They're not going away. Mm-hmm. They're ride or die till the end, probably because they don't want to admit they were bamboozled. When you don't have anything stopping this, where does this go? I mean, I'm feeling this is a see something, say something moment, quite honestly, Siobhan, where it's like, this guy, if we're there may be people who end up being born that end up dead at some point in time in his future. I feel if this is the trajectory of let's keep pushing the bar with extreme behavior.
Mm-hmm. I don't see change coming for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his shtick. He's been doing it for basically all of his adult life. Probably his childhood too, this is just who he is. And this, how extreme will it get? And will he eventually do something that gets him incarcerated, which is always possible too.
Mm-hmm.
So it could progress into things that, he'll be held accountable for someday.
Yeah. I wish society would hold themselves more accountable on what they took as fact. Because this really just, it's not even AI. It's just,
right.
I mean, I guess that's what makes it even scarier. I mean, we know the AI, how that can, all of that slop that's out there, that is just BS. But I guess that makes it even scarier when people are doing it too. I wonder if that's going to make it even more, I wonder if people are going to be more susceptible to human deception now more than ever, because if it comes from a person, they're going to have so much more weight on it versus if it's just some sort of piece of AI out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's a new world we're going into. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube as we continue this conversation. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.